How does the John Venables case make you feel about our justice system? I began this discussion this morning by speaking to Jeremy Dean QC. He told me that Venables has received the correct sentence for the crime he committed.
The sentence that was passed yesterday was passed by one of the most experienced High Court judges in the country. That's the starting point. Secondly, there are sentencing guidelines for offences of the type John Venables committed. I am not in any way condoning the offence. I am not suggesting that the offence was anything other than serious. I'm not saying that it should be seen outside the context of his background. But the sentence passed was entirely consistent with the sentencing guidelines for what it was, which was an offence of possessing indecent images. So the answer to the question, should it have been significantly longer, is, in my view, no.
Well, what do you think? How does the John Venables case make you feel about our justice system?
Call Jonathan Vernon Smith now.
03 459 455555.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Juliet Grayson is a psychotherapist and chair of Stop So. Hello, Juliet.
Hello.
Good morning. How do you feel about our justice system when you hear that John Venables has now been sent to prison for 3.5 years again for possessing indecent images of children?
Well, it's really complex, you know, because I think, like everybody else, my natural instinct is that he should be locked up for a very long time. And our justice system is such that we have these sentencing guidelines, and that's what the judge has followed. So he is he's doing exactly what he's supposed to do according to the sentencing guidelines.
I know your organisation, you work to prevent sexual offending and you work with people at risk of turning their thoughts into actions.
Yeah,
can you just answer this question, if you will? Can you take someone like John Venables, who clearly has got some major, major issues, if we can, you know, it sounds frivolous to describe it like that, but if you look at his past, this is a very disturbed man, and he's obviously capable of doing some really disgusting and awful things. Can you take him and cure him of his thoughts, or at least stop him wanting to act out those thoughts?
I think someone who's at the extreme end, the way I think about it is that sexual attraction is a continuum. So many people are sexually attracted to adults. There's a line, and at the far end, there are people who are sexually attracted to children. And 3/4 of the way along that line, there are people who are attracted to children and adults. People like John Venables, we won't be able to cure him of his sexual attraction to children. That, I think, is a fixed thing, just in the way that I'm heterosexual, he's attracted to children. There's research that shows that that's formed pre-birth in the 4th and 5th month of pregnancy, because people who are in his situation have less white matter in the brain, so the left and right brain don't talk to each other as effectively as mine does, for example. So the inhibition part of his brain isn't working so well. And they're also likely to be 2 inches shorter and more likely to be left-handed and lots of things that happen in the 3rd and 4th month of pregnancy. So he probably was born that way. And when someone's in that situation, it's you know, you can't cure that. For many people who don't want to act out, what Stop So can do, and we're the specialist treatment organisation for the prevention of sexual offending, for many of those people, what we can do is we can help them get strategies not to act out. But he's not in the position where he wants to stop, from what I can understand. And what Stop So is doing is working with the many thousands who do want to stop. And we were doing an event on the bank of the Thames where we planted a windmill for every child who's going to be sexually abused in the UK today. Do you have any idea how many children will be sexually abused today?
No, I'm fairly sure I'm going to be horrified to find out.
1,183.
Just today?
Just today. And tomorrow. And the next day. So this is a huge issue. And Stop So, basically, it costs £65,000 to imprison one person, if you include the police costs and the court costs. And it costs £2,000 for us to give them therapy and keep them out of prison. And if we'd been able to get to John Venables when he was a very young child, we have an online questionnaire, and it says, at what age did you first know you had a problem with your thinking or sexual behaviour? and we get sex offenders to fill it in. 11% know by the time they're 10 years old. 51% know by the time they're 16 years old. 72% know by the time they're 25 years old. And yet, of those people, only 3% of the people coming to Stop So asking us for help are under 25. So what we need to do is get in early, and we need funding to offer preventative therapy to college students who can't afford to pay for themselves.
But with someone like John Venables, are you saying then he's gone too far and actually it doesn't matter what you do, you will never be able to trust John Venables?
I'm not, because I don't know him, I don't know his case, I've never met him, and I can't make any categorical statements like that. But what I can say is that the further and more entrenched the behaviour gets, the harder it is to change it. The same with someone who's an alcoholic, or the same with, you know, any behaviour. So the earlier we can pick it up, the more likely we are to stop it.
But this is a man who we know committed the most dreadful crime when he was a child. I mean, there was, I don't know if you saw, there was a documentary on John Venables and Thompson, and I just couldn't bring myself to watch it because I've heard before the details of how they killed James Bulger, and it is so sickening and so heartbreaking. I just couldn't face having to listen to it all over again. But this is a man who, when he was a child, committed the most brutal, barbaric, horrendous crime to a defenceless little boy. He then, because we are a caring society, we then say, oh yeah, but he was a kid and maybe didn't really understand the gravity of what he was doing, and maybe we shouldn't judge him for the rest of his life and let it ruin his whole life because he didn't really know what he was doing. So let's let him out and give him a new identity and give him this fresh start. So we do all of that at huge expense to the taxpayer. He comes out, what does he do? He starts looking at images of other little poor children, defenceless children, being abused by adults. So we lock him up. Then we let him out. And then he does exactly the same thing again. Surely when you look at this man in his entirety and you look at the assistance we as a society have tried to give him, he is beyond help. The evidence speaks for itself, and society is not safe when he is on the outside.
Well, it sounds like you're very convinced about that, and I simply don't know. It's, what you say is completely plausible, and you know, there's a part of me that agrees with you, but the reality is I haven't met him and I can't make a judgment. But what I do know is that people who are concerned about their sexual behaviour, who want to get help, if they contact us at Stop So, that's exactly what we're trying to do. And we're also trying to get funding to be able to support the 20% of people who come to us who can't afford to pay for their own therapy. Because we've had over 1,200 people ask for help. You know, people want help, and they're willing to come forward and get it. But, of course, some of them can't afford to pay for themselves. And we do need help to fund their therapy so that more children will be protected. And next year, when we're out planting these windmills to represent each child that's going to be sexually abused, we're not planting, you know, more windmills, we're planting less windmills.
Okay.
And so if anyone wants to get hold of us, it's www.stopso.org.uk.
Great. Juliet, I want to thank you very much indeed for your time today. Juliet Grayson is a psychotherapist and the chair of Stop So. Deborah in Royston. Hello, Deborah.
Morning, Jonathan.
What would you like to say?
That sounds like a wonderful organisation, and maybe we all ought to be sending a
well, we do. I mean,
the small to it.
Something that I personally feel, and I don't know whether you feel the same way, we have as a society, I believe, we have got to start trying to understand more.
Absolutely.
About paedophiles.
Absolutely.
We've got to stop just the pure rhetoric of, oh, hang them,
yeah,
flog
absolutely.
Them. You know, we have to try and understand what causes it and try and find techniques to stop it. And it's no good just constantly brutalising people with paedophilic attitudes.
We can't have sentencing by mass hysteria and the masses. And, you know, I'm part of those masses. And, you know, personally, I think that actually justice has been done again, because this particular person has now been caught out three times and has been punished accordingly. And, you know, there are sentencing guidelines that have to be followed by the judiciary. They can't be judging a single case and because it's very much in the public eye, saying, oh, well, I'm going to ignore all the guidelines and I'm going to come crashing down because that will make me look good in the eyes of people.